Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Owen Schroyer now hosting the show live from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. And we're going to do a brief reset here as I'll be with you for the next hour. And I want to tell you what we're going to be covering. We've got a little bit more on the border. Alex pretty much covered most of that news. We got a little bit more there. Biden told you that the banks were safe and sound, although what was his exact quote? Maybe we'll get his exact quote, but just a couple weeks ago after the Silicon Valley Bank collapse and Biden didn't do a press conference, finally somebody asked him a question, and he said, "Do not worry, the banks are secure, the banks are safe, the banks are sound, your money is fine." Well, now the banks' stocks are collapsing yet again, and they tried to cover up or fill that crack with First Republic Bank by just absorbing that into J.P. Morgan. Well, that's not really working because now the other cracks in the dam are starting to leak and stock prices are crashing. So right here, though, right here at InfoWars, we told you, get your money out of banks. So hopefully you sold those stocks. And then Kamala Harris is a world traveler now, and she's embarrassing herself and the country on the other side of the planet. So that's nice. There is a lingering story to the latest Epstein drop that I want to kind of dig into a little bit as well and kind of explain what's going on since that Wall Street Journal article about a week ago now. The University of Texas is going full woke and rewriting the dictionary, rewriting words. It's totally 1984 level. And so I've been meaning to talk about this, and maybe now is the time with this women. They've respelled woman into women. With eyes, whim in, a made-up word that doesn't exist. You know, words actually used to have meaning. And I don't know if this is because we've replaced verbal communication with digital communication or now because everything has become so politicized. But it's almost like words don't even have meaning anymore. Words are like boxes or compartments that are supposed to contain something. So we may talk about that with this latest story out of Texas. Alex did talk about the situation in Russia with that drone strike. Elon Musk tweeting out false flag memes in response to that news. That's interesting. RFK Jr., the left anti-establishment candidate, promises to pardon Edward Snowden and Julian Assange if elected. Now, why was that so hard to do? Why was that so hard to do? Every other candidate should follow. The writers for the late night television shows are on strike, which really just shows you how pathetic those hosts are. They do 1 hour show a night, and they have a team of 16 writers that writes all their material. We do 3 hour shows here. We have no writers, no teleprompters. How can they do it with no writers? They can't. And so now there's no late night shows. And what is probably a good thing for the country. We've got more from the fallout on Bud Light, and just finally, the conservative pushback, the conservative activism starting to get some headway here in more ways than one. And now it's just an everyday situation with these mass shootings. But you notice that the mainstream media doesn't cover every mass shooting the same. They don't cover every mass shooting the same. Why would that be? Why doesn't the mainstream media cover every mass shooting the same? Well, if you're tuned in to the Alex Jones Show today, you probably already know why.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. It should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Rainforest Plus is great. Rainforest Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, everybody in the world knows Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. But we're just expected to move on from the industrial level sex trafficker pedophile that was connected to the top echelon of the financial sector, of the political elite, Hollywood entertainment, media, you name it. They all were meeting with Epstein. We all watched him not kill himself. Who killed Jeffrey Epstein? But the story, the saga, continues. And the obvious question remains, where is the fervor from any law enforcement for justice to be had or to go after Epstein's clients that he was facilitating sex slaves to or flying down to his sex slave island? And we just sit here and we're just supposed to accept it. You don't hear much from your politicians. You don't see much from law enforcement. And, of course, the media doesn't go too deep into it or cover it ad nauseum as well. Otherwise, we might actually know who was raping those Epstein sex slaves. But there was a story in the Wall Street Journal that got into some more details about Jeffrey Epstein's activities and some of his clients, including the head of Joe Biden's CIA, William Burns, banking elites, Rothschilds, you name it. But there's a lingering aura, there's a lingering stench from this Wall Street Journal story that has a lot of people curious. Not only, and again, this isn't necessarily breaking, but it's starting to sink in a little bit more here. Not only was Jeffrey Epstein a sex trafficker, not only was he a industrial-level sex trafficker and sex slaver, he was also a financier. And so when they said, because they would write, oh, Jeffrey Epstein, financier. Well, it turns out actually there was a little truth to that. He was a giant money launderer. Epstein was also laundering money for his clients. And then there's the involvement with the State Department dating back to the George Bush senior days. There's the involvement with his brother Mark Epstein and the houses that their companies were running. And so this all comes out with a leaked calendar and some other documents in this Wall Street Journal story. But the story doesn't end there. Because in response, William Burns, Bill Gates, and other individuals listed as Epstein clients and regulars after he was arrested, after he was jailed for the sex crimes, all claiming They had no idea Jeffrey Epstein was a criminal. They had no idea Jeffrey Epstein was a sex criminal. They had no idea Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile. And, of course, nobody believes that. You're the head of the CIA. You're working at the State Department. You're having meetings with this guy, having top-level conversations about your own private finances, State Department activities, and you didn't even do a background check. Hilarious. Hilarious. Nobody believes that. Nobody believes that. And so you've got to understand, we here at InfoWars and you in the audience, we're the front lines. We're the infantry. We're like rabid dogs. Okay? We're the berserkers. So when we get that bone, we tear that thing to shreds. The rest of the media kind of like walks around the bone a little bit, maybe sniffs it a little bit, maybe kind of looks at it, might give it a lick. Well, no, now they're ready to actually bite into the Jeffrey Epstein bone. Now they're really finally like, okay, what is going on here? This guy's meeting with CIA. This guy's meeting with FBI. This guy's a Mossad spy. It was, again, a top story on Fox News last night, Jesse Waters. It's never been more clear. Jeffrey Epstein was an intelligent asset. Not only was he working for the CIA, Israeli intelligence, but also maybe Russian. Joe Rogan talking about it on his podcast yesterday. Tweet shared a clip of it from Thomas Massey. Tweeted out a clip of Joe Rogan talking about Epstein was a CIA spy with all the blackmail. So it's reaching this point where even the low IQ people in the media, even the dullards in the media, even the weak-kneed, spineless cowards in the media are finally starting to realize this, that what this Epstein story really was. And then there's the angle of the artificial intelligence. Then there's the angle of the cloning. But here's what's interesting. It's still unknown how the Wall Street Journal was able to acquire this trove of documents, because apparently they've still got a bunch of emails. They've still got a bunch of text messages. They've got a whole treasure trove of documents that they just decided they're going to put one out here. Now, I can understand if I'm the Wall Street Journal and if I'm looking at this from a business perspective and somebody comes to me or one of my writers comes to me or editors comes to me and says, we were just given this treasure trove of Epstein documents. What do you want to do with them? I can understand having the strategy of saying, well, why don't we just do a slow leak, a slow drip, put out a story maybe once a month or so that's going to just go gangbusters, get, you know, 10 million views, be the biggest story of their month, and let's just do that. Let's just use this and have the biggest story of the month for the next 12 months, and we'll just slowly leak out these Epstein documents. Now, that frustrates you. It should frustrate you. It frustrates me. It should frustrate us all that law enforcement isn't doing this. But that appears to be what's going on. So my guess is there's going to be more from the Wall Street Journal, and there'll be emails, text messages. Again, big names like Bill Gates and others will be revealed. And it's not just that he was sex trafficking. I mean, he was money laundering. Who knows what they were doing experimenting with AI? Who knows what they were doing experimenting with cloning? I mean, you can't even really call Jeffrey Epstein like the Lex Luthor, because I'm not really sure he was necessarily the brains of any of this. He was just like, he was the guy that ran it all. I mean, this guy was running. This guy was like the ringleader. He was the ringleader in the five ring circus. You needed some criminal activity. You needed access to a minor. You needed a sex slave. You needed to blow off a weekend on a sex slave island. You needed to launder some money. You needed to do an AI project. Maybe you wanted to clone yourself. You went to Jeffrey Epstein, and they all knew it. And there was so much influence and power behind Epstein at the time that he had that light jail sentence because the powers that be wanted him back out to run all of their criminal activity. And, of course, it doesn't hurt when he's a triple agent, quadruple agent, quintuple agent, an Israeli spy, a U.S. spy, a Russian spy, who knows how many else, getting blackmail. And then that becomes a method of controlling what might end up being in opposition to them, instead ends up being their ally based off the blackmail. So he can blackmail you with the sex crimes. He can blackmail you with the financial crimes. Some people probably fell into this unwittingly. Others dove headlong, completely wittingly, knowing very well what they were getting involved in. And so we're going to have to just get slow trickle leaks from the Wall Street Journal. And you might have a member of Congress bring it up. And who knows if there's any law enforcement that has any interest in this anymore either. Just the biggest sex slaver, sex trafficker on the planet, connected to all the major political elite and banking elite. Just a spy for multiple countries. And they just want you to forget about it. Go back to your life. Be a good slave.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere
else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Vitamins today? My mother used to ask me, when I was a child, she'd say, Owen, did you take your vitamins today? And if I didn't, I'd have to go take them before I could go outside and play with my friends. But you know, I'm glad she did. I'm healthier today for it. But did you take your vitamins today from InfoWarsStore.com? Your vitamin mineral fusion? I sure hope so. I certainly hope so. I know I did. Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning. I use it to chase down the DNA Force Plus, the Real Red Pill Plus, and so many of the other supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to be powered by Turbo Force Plus today. I'm still finishing off my cup right now. I'm going to be hosting the War Room later. I've even got plans for tonight after the transmission, so I'm going to need that 10 hours of energy. But I'm going to be just fine because Turbo Force Plus delivers it every time. You can find out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. So many great supplements there. You can learn about them all for yourself. The ingredients are listed right there on the website, not to mention certified reviews, so you don't have to take my word for it. For example, on Turbo Force Plus, 10 hours of clean energy. If you don't want to take my word for it, hop on over to InfoWarsStore.com, read the 5-star reviews for yourself, and you can see what it's all about. And, you know, the supplements are great, obviously. I love them because it's kind of like, it's a modern-day health hack, really, is what it is, thanks to science and knowledge and understanding of how our bodies work and what makes them work. I mean, it's no secret they write big 10-page special stories about it, like Ray Kurzweil, the big Google engineer, big AI guy at Google who thinks he's going to replace God, how he takes like 89 supplements a day. I'm not quite there. I'm maybe like 24, maybe. But the point is, the smartest people in the world know why supplements work, and that's why they take them as well. Nitric Boost, another one that's so important, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I could go on, but check it out for yourself. Your support there also supports the transmission to keep us on the air. And if you don't have a water filter yet, I just got to wonder why. I just don't know. Hopefully you can get yourself a water filter from InfoWarsStore.com so you're not drinking the toxic water out of the tap. Not just the stuff they put in it, folks. I mean, can you imagine what those pipes look like? When was the last time they replaced those pipes? So, yeah, you want to filter your water. You don't want to drink it out of those plastic bottles that have the BPA in them either. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. We want you to be happy and healthy to improve your life. That's what the products at InfoWarsStore.com are all about, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air. If you don't want to buy a product today, you can go right to InfoWarsStore.com and make a donation to help fund the operation as well. All right, let's hit a couple odds and ends here. Why is this so hard? Why hasn't Donald Trump done this, or Vivek Ramaswamy, or any other presidential candidate? Joe Biden, maybe? No. RFK Jr. promises to pardon Edward Snowden and Julian Assange if elected. I mean, look, I'll tell you right now, we've got members of the crew here that that at this point would vote for RFK Jr. I'm still with the front runner Trump. I've explained why. I won't go into that detail. I kind of think I like Vivek the best, at least what I've seen from his campaign so far. But RFK Jr. comes out and says something like this, that's like major rocket boost for me. RFK Jr. promising to pardon Edward Snowden and Julian Assange if elected. Now, I'm starting to learn more about RFK Jr., and I'm starting to learn more about how he thinks, his political philosophies, but more importantly, which what I find curious is the political strategy, and I'm finding him to be a lot more intelligent and advanced than I thought he would be. And that's not to insult him saying, oh, I didn't think he was politically savvy. I didn't realize how politically savvy he was. And I think what RFK Jr. is doing is kind of a reverse side of the aisle, what Vivek Ramaswamy is doing. And that's that I think Vivek realizes that he doesn't have a real shot to win this time. He might believe he does. He might not. But I think the strategy here is I'm going to get onto the platform. I'm going to get onto the stage, and I'm going to force these issues into the debate, and I'm going to make an entire new brand, an entire new version, an entire new image of what a Republican candidate needs to look like during a campaign heading into a primary. And that's really pushing the issues, defunding the federal government, slashing these federal bureaucracies, cutting taxes, and just owning it, putting it into the narrative. If you're RFK, same thing. Promising to pardon Edward Snowden and Julian Assange. See, so now that's on the debate stage. This is why they don't want to have the debate stage. They don't want the topic of pardoning Edward Snowden and Julian Assange to be on the debate stage because that's a populist thing that most liberals and conservatives would agree with. So they can't have that on the debate stage. But now, thanks to RFK Jr., if we had a real political process that hasn't now been destroyed by the left in this country, then that would be a major factor in the debate. It's pretty simple stuff. They set up the stage. One of the hosts would ask, RFK Jr. has promised to pardon Julian Assange and Edward Snowden. Would you, Joe Biden, make the same promise? This is why they don't want to have the debate. Same thing on the Republican side. Vivek Ramaswamy has promised to slash all federal bureaucracies in half his first day in office. Would you do the same, Donald Trump? Oh, we can't have that in the conversation, can we? We can't have that on the debate stage. That's a little too real. They want you to talk about, can men get pregnant? Yes. They want you to talk about, can men get pregnant? And even like the issues like border security are such a joke to talk about anymore, too. Because we're not having a fair and honest conversation about the border. We're not having a fair and honest conversation about illegal immigration. The White House press secretary gets up there and lies to the American people's face, telling you it's down 90%. So even real issues like illegal immigration and the southern border don't even have real debate on them because we can't even be honest about what's going on. And again, that news is about to bust. That border news is about to bust. Maybe that's what that spy balloon. They don't know what's going on. Maybe the spy balloon is one of those border balloons. Maybe it got lost. They don't know. Pentagon says mysterious balloon spotted near Hawaii, not Chinese spy craft. They don't know. They have no clue. Is it Chinese? Is it not Chinese? Is it a spy balloon? Who knows? They don't know. They know nothing. They know nothing. But there's hundreds of these balloons. It's totally normal. But wait a second, it's not normal. And this one's Chinese and spying on us. But we can't blow it up. But it did get critical infrastructure data from our nuclear bases and army bases. But we couldn't do anything about it. We don't know.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believed they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support, while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get amazing products that keep us on the air. And never submit to these tyrants.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
I want to let you know, coming up in the fourth hour of today's transmission, will be guest host Kate Daly with guest Garrett Ziegler from Marco Polo talking about the Hunter Biden laptop contents. Of course, they've had it. They've scrubbed through it. Fact check everything there. And tried to help law enforcement investigate the crimes there, or potential crimes, alleged crimes there. So we're just going to get the latest on that. The Biden crime family continues to operate. The Biden crime family continues to operate. And so does the radical left wing. The measurement here is just going to have to be an everyday process. It's kind of like if you've ever tested chemicals, like in a pool. You got to do that every day. You can't just do it once a month. So this is going to be an everyday process to keep up with. But from my perspective, I'm noticing that the average American that might be uninformed or misinformed even is starting to realize what the radical left really represents and stands for. And if they're not pushing back against it now, they're at least realizing, hey, you know what, I shouldn't be ingesting this, I shouldn't be consuming this, I shouldn't be amplifying this, I shouldn't be supporting this. Specifically when they see what they're doing with children. And you know that story. And so we've got some examples of that from Texas. But first, was it ever an official boycott? It wasn't like people ever had an official boycott of Bud Light. It was just kind of assumed that once they did the whole trans agenda thing, that we weren't going to be drinking Bud Light anymore. And so, did Dylan Mulvaney sink Bud Light? Did Dylan Mulvaney destroy Bud Light? Wouldn't that be ironic? Do you think Dylan Mulvaney even drank any Bud Light before he did those weird internet videos? And so there's no doubt they've taken a major hit here. Now, quickly to explain this again, I talked about this yesterday on the War Room. I was speaking to somebody in the adult beverage industry. I've got friends in it on the marketing side, in the distribution side, everything. And one individual who I was talking to about this said, you know, I think the strategy here might be, and he might be reaching, but it struck a chord enough with me that I figured I'd at least see what you thought. Is Bud Light and all these other brands thinking to themselves, well, maybe we hurt our current consumer base. Take Bud Light for the example. Because, it's undeniable. Here's that line. We've never seen such a dramatic shift. Bud Light hopes new ad blitz can overcome corporate suicide. And let me tell you, the panic is real, though. That's why I think that this might not be the case, because the panic is real. But I don't think it's out of the question entirely. Could these brands be thinking, we've all seen the latest data, whether it's from the CDC or these other groups, where, let's say when I was in high school, maybe 1 in 20 identified as LGBT plus or whatever. And now they expand it. So, it used to be just you were straight or gay. But now there's 5,000 different things you can be. And so they sell it all to children. Like, you can be a dinosaur. You can be a unicorn. You can be a fairy princess. It's like, oh, that's your sexuality now. Kids that haven't even hit puberty. Kids that don't even have any thoughts or inclinations like that. Right? It's the old joke. Boys and girls think each other are icky when you're growing up. So we see that in entertainment and cartoons. But no, now it's, oh, you're a two-spirit genderqueer. Are they thinking now that the CDC says, well, look, we've gone from 1 in 20 LGBTQ+, to 1 in 10 LGBTQ+, to now 1 in 5 LGBTQ+, where they're doing it in grade school. In grade school. Zero. Maybe in high school. I mean, there were definitely people when I was in high school that were gay. Now they're doing, grade school. You're in third grade and you're gay. You're in third grade and you're a two-spirit genderqueer, non-binary, non-conforming fairy princess. Alien race. Sex. Being. Demon. So are they just thinking, well, look, at this rate, at least half or more of the population is going to identify as something that they're not on the sexual gender spectrum. So let's just, when they get to the drinking age, they'll remember it was Bud Light that were the ones that supported me and all these other companies. Might be far-fetched, but it was curious enough to me. However, there's no doubt that this is crushing the brand. There is an internal storm trying to recover these losses. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's going to work. For me, quite frankly, once I got into my 30s, I'm 33 now, I really don't drink much anymore at all, mostly just because I'm either always busy or if I drink the next day, I'm just not going to want to do anything. But I mean, definitely in my 20s, I'd be going out having drinks pretty regularly on the weekend, social events, what have you. And Bud Light was always my go-to. So, I mean, I don't drink as much anymore, but the point is, if I go out and I'm going to look for a beverage, I'm not drinking Bud Light anymore. Just not happening. Obviously, I'm not the only one. I don't think they ever make that loss up. They're never going to get somebody like me back. Even if I'm not sitting here like, well, I got to prove a point to Bud Light that you don't use trans men to market to me and my product. No, I'll even tell you, I'm fully willing to say I'm a bandwagoner on this. It's nice to see a conservative boycott actually work. It's nice to see that American patriots can come together and actually accomplish something when somebody spits in our eye. Now, has it worked across all the different platforms that are spat in our eye? No, but with Bud Light, it certainly did. Maybe it's the easiest because there's so many other options. Where else are you going to watch professional football? Woke backlash. Costco selling Bud Light at 41 cents per can as Anheuser-Busch InBev. InBev is the Belgian company that bought up Anheuser-Busch like a decade ago. Literally gives it away to distributors. So they're selling it at cost. I have friends that are the managers of supermarkets and grocery stores, and they told me the same thing. And actually, because we're probably a month or so into this now, within a week, Bud Light sales pretty much came to a freeze, a halt. And they were slashing 30 racks down $3, $4 per 30 rack, and they still can't sell it. And Bud Light's already one of the cheaper beers out there. So now you're taking it to, like, the cheapest beer, and people still aren't buying it. That's a major hit. So this is just proof that we can come together and have a impact financially on companies that spit in our eye. But this conservative activism is starting to catch tread now. Watch, audience cheers high school student as she confronts school board on trans insanity. Everybody knows this trans bullcrap is insanity, and people are realizing what it is now. Most people still have no clue this is going on, but it's becoming so prevalent, and people are making enough noise about it, they're starting to get it. Most people know men are not women. Even most men that pretend to be women know men are not women. Trans dinosaur used to attract children to sexual perversion, confronted by a reporter at Texas Capitol. Well, that reporter was me. So it's kind of like how the old cliche of a predator coming up to you in a white van that says free candy on the side of it. Yeah, this is like that. Oh, look, it's the LGBT Rex kids, and he loves you. You can be trans, too. And it's a sweaty dude in there pretending to be a girl. Yeah. Violent left-wing insurrectionists invade Texas state capitol and shut down proceedings on bill banning child sex surgery. State police end the commotion in epic style. Yeah, finally the leftist insurrectionists, finally the leftist terrorists are dealing with a little law enforcement.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Politicians are starting to become overwhelming as well. They want you to talk about January 6th for the rest of your life. But meanwhile, everybody witnessed the Democrat riots in 2020 and every year before that. And everybody's watching the trans insurrectionists shut down all these other Capitol proceedings, like in Texas yesterday. And they're saying, well, wait a second, how come these people don't get criticized? How come these people aren't called out? How come these people don't have the feds coming to their doors and ruining their lives? And I'm actually wondering why the situation in Texas went so differently than what we're used to. And the only factor I can register here is that even though it's almost nothing, there are a small handful of conservative activists that show up in Texas when this crap goes down, myself included. I know four people. Well, I shouldn't even say four, but I know. Well, let's say four people that show up when this stuff goes down. You probably know them. They come on the show It's myself. It's Alex Stranger. It's Alex Stein. And it's Sarah Fields. And I'm sure there's others out there. I mean, there's other groups out there as well that do great work, mass resistance and stuff that help get people out there as well. So there have been others, Kevin Witt, Tracy Shannon. But the point is, here in Texas, we have groups, even though we get outnumbered, and even though we get out yelled, and even though we're outgunned and outfunded and out digitized promotion of these events, we're at least there providing some pushback. And so I think for the police, and I think for the Republican lawmakers, they see that and they say, okay, you know what? We're not alone here. There are people behind us that know we're doing the right thing. We're not going to be completely railroaded if we handle these left-wing terrorists and gremlins the way they need to be handled. And so they took care of business yesterday. And this is a delicate thing, because I don't want to see us turned into a police state. I don't want to see the First Amendment become a dangerous activity for people like it has for conservatives. But turnabout is fair play, and it's hard to defend activists that are promoting childhood genital mutilation. But hey, you don't want conservatives to have a voice? You don't want conservatives to be around when there's political activity and votes going down? Well, then you don't get to be either. You don't get to be either. So you did this. And I hope this is the rest of the country handling it like they did in Texas, handling it like they have in Montana, handling it like they did in Tennessee, in Kentucky. It's just, look, it's time to treat the petulant children like the petulant children that they are. Except they're not children. So you throw them in jail. So you arrest them. You write them a citation. It's one thing, I mean, you can have a debate. How do you handle the petulant 5-year-old at the grocery store throwing a temper tantrum because he can't get a candy bar at checkout, and now he's decided to make a mess and to make a scene? Do you support the parent whooping that kid's ass? Some people would, some people wouldn't. Do you just let the child do that, though? Do you let the child run the show, and then do you say, oh, okay, fine, have the candy bar now. You made a mess, you threw a tantrum, you had a fit, you go ahead and have the candy bar, you win. That's how the left expects this to go. They want to show up in these deranged tantrums and just expect that we're going to say, okay, fine, turn an entire generation of Americans into eunuchs. Oh, you're a dude with a beard that showed up in a wig. Oh, you're a deranged lunatic out here. You're a sexual offender. You're a pedophile. You're a dude in a dinosaur costume. And you're out here behaving like some sort of a lunatic, like a child that can't get a candy bar in the checkout aisle. And you're throwing a temper tantrum. Okay, you get the candy bar. Oh, you're throwing a temper tantrum. Okay, fine. Turn an entire generation of American into eunuchs. No, that's not how this is going to go. And I think law enforcement and just the average American is starting to realize this. Dwayne Wade sold his own family out for fame and money. Protester shouts, "You mutilated your son," at former NBA star Dwayne Wade following the 15-year-old's gender transition. 15 years old, turned his son into a girl. And I've already predicted where this is going. This is going to be a WNBA star. It's probably all been laid out, the contracts and everything. Dwayne Wade's son is going to be the first open man-to-woman professional basketball player, and is just going to go out there and dominate the field. So in 10 years, and Riley Gaines was talking about this last night on Fox News, and she really laid it out so perfectly. This isn't necessarily about the person swimming in the pool now who, if you're a female athlete, the odds are still that you're competing against women. This is about the female athlete. This is about the little girl just falling in love with volleyball or golf or soccer or swimming. or basketball that wants to be great. This is about her getting that opportunity in 10 years because we're making sure that men aren't pretending to be women competing against female athletes. But that's where this is going. And this is your example right here with Dwayne Wade's son now being a girl. So how much you want to bet, Dwayne Wade's son competing against girls in basketball is going to be the first open male to female WNBA basketball star. That's where I see this going. It couldn't be more obvious. You see Dwayne Wade getting all these TV shows. You see his wife getting all these marketing deals. Do you really think that's organic as they happen to sacrifice their son to the sexual perversion cult? I don't think that's a coincidence. But it's nice, you know. It's nice for Brittany Griner to come out and say, yeah, men should be allowed to compete against women. She's already competing. She's already had her success. She's not going to have to deal with competing against an entire team of men in the future. Same thing, Megan Rapinoe. She's already passed her prime. She's already won her World Cup. She's already been a great soccer player. She doesn't have to compete against men. So she says, yeah, it's great. Boys should compete against girls, says the woman who's done competing. Easy for you to say. There's more activism here. Judge rules Soros-funded St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner must go to trial over willful neglect of duties. I'm telling you this, the Democrats did not expect this pushback, folks. I'm telling you, these tyrant leftist Democrats really thought they could just railroad this entire country. They really thought they could get away with all of this. Believe me. Kim Gardner never expected to have to go to court over what she's done as the attorney general. These people expected to be above the law, folks. That's what they were told. They were told by their handlers, we own the country, we own law enforcement, do what I say, don't worry about anything. Well, guess what? Not every American is a sellout. Guess what? Not every American is a corrupt bastard. Some Americans are still good people. And they've had enough. And they might be late to the game, but they're ready to lace up their shoes and get on the floor and start making some layups and getting some slam dunks. Believe me. Kim Gardner never expected to have to go to court for all the blood that's on her hands. She will now. And you watch her rhetoric change. And you watch her actions change. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, we need to do better. We'll get more police. We'll put more people in jail. You watch. All it takes is a little pushback to these bullies. It's all it takes. Judge rejects effort of barred transgender Montana lawmaker to get back onto the House floor. Conservative activism, where it needs to be. Finally, reporter confronts Merrick Garland on IRS whistleblower claims of political interference in Hunter Biden investigation. Finally, a member of the media actually asking the right questions. I'm feeling a pulse, folks. I'm feeling a pulse in the spirit of America. Kate Daly up next. I'll be hosting the War Room in the Hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.